But I didn't want to be goody-goody either, you know. So Mother wouldn't ever argue with me in class anything. But one time, she, you know, I don't know what I did. She said, "Go home, Rose." So I went out the door, you know, started walking upstairs. And there was glass in their window, you know, this was on the basement floor. And I waved back up and said to the class, "Isn't that awful?" I never really got in real trouble, and I never wanted to embarrass my mother, really. I was crazy about my mother. I always worried about something happening to my mother. But that was a hard year.
I would imagine so.
She had about 40 pupils, and the schools used to be crowded. And a lot of the boys, maybe girls, some of them too, boys, would work and get the crops in the fall, you know, and they wouldn't get started. We'd always start, you know, about Labor Day or something. And they'd come in later, and they'd be behind sometimes. And they'd be older, too, because they wouldn't graduate. I mean, they wouldn't, get promoted on time. And I remember one boy, he must have been about 18. He was in a classroom, and he had a bad temper. And he just raised his fist up one day. And I really was scared for her. I thought, you know, he really might hit her or something. It was. She'd have about 45 people in her room, her class, and all ages. You know, I mean, some were the correct age. Then she had one boy there who all he wanted to do was to learn to be a barber, and his father was a barber, and I think that was what he needed to be. And he would stay after school, and she'd teach him the bones of the head, and all he had to pass, you know, an anatomy test on the head. So that was her, what she did that year. She taught. She was a good teacher. And a lot of people have risen up and called her blessed. I tell you, they've named a school for her. Named for my mother here.
That's lovely. Did you have any other teachers that were your favorites?
I had favorite teachers. I guess one of my favorite teachers didn't even live in Roswell, though, and the training school in Colorado. The fifth grade teacher was so wonderful to me. She really was. We became great friends. And I went to Colorado after we'd moved to Georgia, and we'd come to see my grandparents, and she invited me up. I must have been in high school at that age, and she invited me to her place in Estes Park, and we had a nice weekend. And then years later, when I was at University of Georgia, a freshman, she came to Atlanta to a meeting of the English Teachers Council or whatever. I can't think what the name of that organization is. But she had written English textbooks and so forth. And the lady at the owner of Mimosa Hall, friend of Mother's, and she entertained for them there, and Miss Lair was there then, and I saw her then, and that was nice. And she would always send me textbooks after I had children. She would send me some of the textbooks she'd written, the readers, you know, the readers. So I guess she was my favorite teacher, but she wasn't here. I'll tell you who it was. I did love my second grade teacher, the one I had when my father died. I skipped the first grade. I they taught me to read, I think, and I was seven in the next year anyway, so it was put my age right. But I would sit out there on the porch, and when the kids were coming home from school, and I'd be trying to be reading aloud, like to let folks know I wasn't in school, but I knew how to read, you know. But at any rate, this teacher everybody loved, and she lived. Actually, in the house that I live in now, we moved a house to the present location. It used to be where